How do you stay positive when everyone at work is so darn negative? Hi, welcome to another episode of Business Mindset Mastery. My name's Heather Gray. I'm a mindset and performance coach for business owners, leaders, and entrepreneurs. You can always find me over at choosetohaveitall.com. And this is such a familiar question for me. How do you stay positive when everyone around you wants to think about the negative? I feel like that sometimes people find comfort in being negative, that it's like their safety zone and their security blanket, because if they stay pessimistic, if they look at the half empty glass, they don't have to risk the disappointment that comes with being positive, with hoping that things are going to be better, walking on the sunny side of the street only to trip and fall, right? So I think sometimes there's truth in this whole idea that misery loves company. But what happens when you don't find company in a miserable environment? When you're trying to find the good, look for the good, or dare I say it, you actually don't think things are as bad as everyone is saying. How do you find your way? How do you show up? That's the core of what we're getting at today with the listener question. So let's just dive in and I'll find you on the other side. Here goes. Heather, how do you stay positive with negative coworkers? My girlfriend and I have been listening to your show for months. We both work for the same company. I'm doing work in the tech department, and my friend is on the clerical staff. We also belong to the same church. Together, we've built quite a local reputation in our community for our youth choir. Neither of us are trained singers, but our choir is now almost to 50 members. We daydream about building a youth-positive business where we teach other church communities how to replicate what we've done for our church. We want to create a movement, change how church is perceived, and offer youth an alternative to the streets. We have no idea how we're going to do it, but I know we're going to. Back to our day jobs, though. We both like our work just fine. The company treats us well, pays us well, and is pretty family friendly. We don't have complaints, but everyone around us seems to. We work in one of those large office buildings where everybody's in a common space, and we don't have our own individual cubicles. There's something to be said for community there, I guess. They complain about management, about the hours, and about limited parking. The bad food in the cafeteria. There's always gossip, too, that the budget's going to change and we're out of jobs, that robots are going to take over, and that there's always, let me just start that one over. There's always gossip too, that the budget is going to change and we're going to be out of jobs, or that the robots are going to take over the jobs that people have been doing. Everyone is just angry and upset all the time, and it's hard for us to stay positive. We have no idea how to say something or if we should say something. How do we stay positive? Are there things we can do to change things for the better? Does it help to say something about the situation, or are we best to keep it to ourselves? Is it saying something to you about our potential as business owners that this is even bothering us? Are we supposed to have thicker skin? We want to be taken seriously, but we're in the minority here. What should we be doing? Oh, first of all, I love your business idea. I love the idea that the two of you are putting together something that lights you up, gets you super excited, and you have this big goal and big picture for yourselves. I really, you know, truly wish you all the best in this. And if you ever want my two cents on how I can help you in that area, certainly, definitely let me know. But when you're dealing with the work environment, the first thing that I want to ask you and have you guys do a gut check with yourselves about is, how much energy do you want to put to changing the community environment in your work? Because you're going to have to decide how much skin in the game you're going to put, how much you're willing to put yourself out there, deal with criticism, deal with people who minimize you or, you know, don't offer you validation to your point of view, who argue back with you, who talk about you behind your back. Anytime you put yourself out there, anytime you're offering a view that's in contradiction to your yours, or to the popular opinion, you're opening yourself up to ongoing feedback, criticism, and more negative energy. You can want to say something all you want, but the first thing I want you to do here is a gut check about how much energy and time you really want to put into this. How passionate do the two of you feel about changing the community or the work environment? So if you're looking at this and you're deciding for yourselves, well, no, we just, like, they're going to be who they're going to be. We just want to figure out how to stay above the fray. I would start looking at ways that the two of you can create kind of private jokes about the situation. I think that there's a lot you can do internally and share with each other, in order to get yourselves through the day. If you don't want to say something, I think you can figure out where you're having lunch so that you're away from people who are complaining. I think you could create little daily competitions with yourselves around how many times you can offer a positive reframe to someone's negative comment, how many sips of water you take. It's like reinventing the drinking game when you're at work, but anytime someone says this, you have to take a sip of water. I think that there's a lot of private jokes and a lot of private exchanges that the two of you could have as a way of getting through the day. But if you're deciding that you want to go outside yourselves, that you want to be a part of, you know, bringing the movement that you want to do for your church, quite frankly, into the work community, you guys get to decide how you want to do that and how sort of confrontational you want to be about it. Sometimes it's as easy as saying out loud, hey guys, I know work is really hard. The 9-to-5 grind really can suck our souls, but like it's really makes the day longer when all we do is focus on the negative. Like you can just reflect for people or let them even know that it's bothering you, because I think sometimes people complain because that's what they think they're supposed to do. That like you're supposed to complain at work. It's like the shared work experience. And it's foreign to people to say, well, no, like, can't we talk about anything else? Because that's the other thing that happens is sometimes people complain about work because it's the only thing that the shared workers have in common is we're all doing this. We're all sharing this space. So in order to have something to say, they go to the negative. So part of it too is you could show up, and if you don't want the complaints, I would start thinking about things you would rather be talking about instead, or maybe figuring out, is there a way to have a music playlist playing, or can you just put on headphones? You get to decide for yourself how you want to be the change. You can reflect for people what it feels like to be around a negative environment. You can be the person who sort of says out loud the positive things. You can engage people in positive conversations. One of the things that I've done over the years when I find that people are exceptionally negative is I don't acknowledge those conversations. So when they happen in a group environment, I don't participate in them. When someone is just doing it privately and I find them chronically negative, I'll listen, but I won't comment back and I won't reflect back. I don't use my active listening skills where I'm like repeating what I've just heard. I just kind of listen and say, okay, but I don't extrapolate or expound on the ideas being brought up. But what I will do then is anytime it's a positive conversation, anytime it's an enjoyable conversation, I'll give my attention to those types of talks and those types of chats. The other thing too is sometimes you have to think about like, how do you improve morale in general? So sometimes you can think about things that might be nice for everybody. So perhaps you want to organize a potluck lunch for people. Maybe you want to engage in like a little trivia game or create something so that the focus of what's so negative for people is shifted. Little like lotteries for prizes or little, you know, different things that could put people in a good mood and shift their focus. Again, you're going to have to decide how much skin you want in the game. Sometimes it's worth thinking about how do you take it outside your little office team and how do you include human resources or how do you include management? One of the things that I think is a really great idea in this scenario is finding a supervisor and saying like, hey, I really appreciate how family friendly this company is. I've really enjoyed working working for you guys. I would like to be a part of creating a more positive morale on the team. I was wondering if there was a role for me so that you could sort of be the change you want to see. So much of this is going to be doing a self-reflective exercise for yourself of how invested you are in this and how much time you're willing to put into it. The other thing sometimes is simply letting supervisors know. If you're hearing common complaints and you're hearing people kind of moan and groan about certain things, sometimes it's just worth telling a supervisor to say, hey, I don't know if you guys are realizing this, but everybody's been complaining that the Wednesday meetings are going entirely too long and that there's people at these meetings that don't need to be at the meeting. You guys might want to look at the structure for improving that. A lot of times people on the leadership staffs will engage positively when somebody brings a problem to them, but also offers the solution. So I would start thinking about the problems you're identifying, what's happening with the negative morale, and start to think for yourself what you think could be added to it, how you could contribute to the team in a positive way. And sometimes it's worth simply saying out loud, like, I remember one night at my last, not even my last job, at one of my first jobs, I was working teenage residential and everybody was complaining. Everybody like was talking about how much it sucked, how long the hours worked and all of that. And so one of the things I said is like, well, it doesn't help that everybody makes it suck more by counting out the hours out loud. Sometimes it's easier if we could just suck it up and like put our nose down. And people didn't even realize that like they were making the day and the shift seem longer by recognizing every 15-minute increment that had gone by. So sometimes you just have to say out loud to say, hey, I don't know if you guys are realizing this, but like there's definitely a part of this job that sucks. Like, could we make it suck less by not focusing on it? I think you can use humor. I think you can reflect back and help people see a little bit how they're perceived. Sometimes it's hard to imagine these conversations because you're just imagining that you're going in and creating a conflict. But I think if you self-reflect a little bit, you're going to be able to see ways of adding humor, helping people reframe their misery. But the other thing too, sometimes that happens when people are chronically complaining is they're doing it because they haven't been validated. They haven't had somebody say, yeah, that's really hard. So what happens if you say to somebody, you know what, you're right. You've worked overtime 3 times this week. You've had a really long week. Like, let's hope, you know, next week is easier. What happens if you and don't like blow smoke. Don't validate things that you think are BS and that people shouldn't be complaining about. But if you think there's something legitimate that could be seen as a struggle by someone, see what happens if you toss them a bone and validate that. But you get to decide for yourselves what being positive in that working environment looks like, how much of a leader the two of you want to be in that community, how much you want to be the change you want to see in terms of shifting and redirecting the morale. Sometimes it's worth simply asking people, like, what do you think is going on with the morale? Everybody's been so unhappy here for the past couple of weeks. What do you think's in the water? And sort of get the conversation going so you can help people move to that problem-solving approach. But you get to be in the driver's seat of this decision. You get to decide for yourself how involved you want to be or how uninvolved you want to be, because you can't just sit in your own little corner in your own little world with your headphones on and do your job and not look up and just, you know, banter back and forth with your girlfriend. But if you control the messaging, you then get to control the narrative a little bit, and you can tell people what you want them to think. I think, you know, that's the most control you have over this situation, honestly, because you can't change people's perspective. You can't help them see the positive if they're not experiencing the positive, but you can be the change you want to see, and you get to decide just how much change that is. I'm sorry, like, I know what that's like. I've been in those community workspaces too, and it's so hard to keep forging ahead and having positive energy when everybody seems to get off on the idea that you can just complain from 9 to 5. I really appreciate your question here. Thanks so much for finding me and reaching out. I really wish the two of you the best in your business. I love that idea. I'm really excited for you. And thanks so much for listening to the show. Anybody who wants my 2 cents on your problem, you can always find me over at heather@choosetohaveitall.com. I look forward to diving into all of it with you next time. Bye for now.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.